Proclamation number 7325 of 4th of April, 1959. The light of knowledge can shine on everyone. Every human being carries the light within himself, but whether he lets it shine is determined by his own will. It could shine so brightly that everything in him would be illuminated, i.e., he could walk his earthly path full of knowledge about the pure truth from God, all correlations could be known to him, all problems could be clarified, he could truly be illuminated from God if his serious will wanted to strive for this. And this serious will consists of shaping himself into love, of changing selfish love into unselfish neighborly love and thus of becoming absorbed in love and concern for fellow human beings and in love for God, the Creator and Father from eternity. Then the light in him will ignite and burn into a bright flame. Then the Spirit from God will break through, who himself is the light from eternity, who knows everything and now also wants to communicate his knowledge to the human being, who now also listens and hears what the Spirit from God announces to him. What is still a mystery to people, what seems insoluble or impenetrable to them, would be revealed to them, and in the light of knowledge people would happily go through earthly life because they now also clearly recognize its purpose, the reason and the goal and travel the earthly path with blissful hope because the goal is desirable to them. People need not walk along in spiritual darkness, they could also shape their earthly life far more brightly if only they lived a life of love. For the Spirit from God can only be awakened through love, the light in the human being can only be kindled through love, the union with God can only be established through love, and to be united with God in light is truly the most beautiful goal a person can achieve on earth. Union with God must also entail the most light-filled recognition, because God is the light from eternity and because he radiates light through the human being who unites himself with him through love. And the irradiation with divine light of love is also irrevocably brightest knowledge, the knowledge of pure truth, which is its origin in God. All people could acquire this knowledge because all people have it within themselves, because in every person lies the spiritual spark which is part of the divine Father Spirit from eternity. And thus God has not closed the truth to people, he has not set any limits for them, he is the light ready for them in unlimited degrees, it just has to be ignited by the human being himself. He has to awaken the spiritual spark in himself to life. He is to listen to what this Spirit from God announces to him, and he will truly already move in a blissful sphere on earth when the knowledge of the secrets is made accessible to him, which only makes his earthly existence worth living. God himself does not set limits to people's knowledge. Yet the human being sets them himself through his attitude towards him and through his observance or disregard of his commandments of love. For it depends on a life of love whether and to what extent the Spirit from God expresses itself, and this life is determined by the human being himself by virtue of his free will. Amen.